When life gets busy, one of the most common things that we start falling behind on is our housework. And I know for myself, I used to swing from a cleaning frenzy where everything just needed to be spick and span and perfectly so, just how I wanted it, to just wanting to forget it all and collapse on the couch and let everything just fall apart around me. It was one or the other, and I just seemed to swing on this pendulum. And it was always an extreme one way or another. But thanks to the simple routines that I've put in place, we no longer have to let that pendulum swing. There are easier ways to keep a tidy home without feeling overwhelmed or having to spend half the weekend trying to catch up on housework. So if you find yourself in that situation, you're going to want to listen to this episode because we're talking about three reasons why you might be falling behind on housework, as well as some solutions on how you can stop that pendulum swing for good. Are you ready to stop the chaos, the stress, the overwhelm that's filling your life? I'm Renee Matt, and together you and I are going to build simple routines that are going to change your life. When you put these habits into practice, you're going to be able to organize your life in a way where you can be there for your family, pay off your debt, save money, your house can stay organized, you don't have to stress about what's for dinner, and you still get time for yourself. So without further ado, let's get started. Welcome to the Routine Advantage Podcast. Before we go into this episode, I just want to read a review that we got on Amazon for the Your Organized Life Blueprint. And if you want to grab this blueprint, before I forget, you can go to yourorganizedlifeblueprint.com, and that's where you can find it. But this review is from Claire, and she said, "Great guidelines to follow, 5 stars. One of the things I love about this workbook is that you have a plan to follow. There are questions Renee asks that gets you thinking. This workbook is a great place to jot down your thoughts and start a plan to get some well-needed habits started. Thanks to Renee and her podcast, which I love, and workbook, my house is company ready. I have my laundry under control. No more piles. My downstairs area of the house looking presentable daily. I'm very pleased with her techniques she has come up with. She is wise beyond her years. This workbook is highly recommended. Prepare to start some good habits." So thank you so much, Claire, for writing this. I am so thrilled that it is helping you. And that's exactly what I wanted for the workbook. So I'm just ecstatic that it's working so well for you. And I just love that you took the time to leave a review, and it is very much appreciated. So thank you very much. And if anybody else wants to grab that workbook to see if that is something that can help you, again, it's yourorganizedlifeblueprint.com, and you can grab it from there. You can get the Amazon version, which is like the physical workbook, or you can get the PDF version where you can print it on your own. So either way, you can grab that workbook. So thanks again to Claire for leaving that review. So we're going to go into today's episode on 3 reasons why you might be falling behind on housework. And this is a tough one because I don't want to focus on things you're doing wrong. And I don't want it to come out that way. But at the same time, like, if you feel that there are always times where you are falling behind, these just are 3 things that you want to be aware of, because if you hear this episode and you're like, "Oh, yeah, I'm doing that," like, it's just a good way to think about it in a way where it's like, okay, it's not something necessarily that is just focusing on the negativity of it, but then you realize if you're doing something, you can flip it, and that is something you can work on. And that is what I love about kind of digging into the reasons why behind certain things so that we can actually change it. And that's where I'm always talking about testing and tweaking. And that is what we need to do, is we just need to keep testing, keep tweaking, and we will eventually find our rhythm. We will eventually find what routines work best for us, because all of the routines that I have for myself might not be the best routines for you, but I can help you build a routine and look at where to start making those tweaks so that you can find what works best for you. So, number one, what you want to look at is the first reason that you might be falling behind on housework is that you're keeping too long of a to-do list. or you're keeping just a long to-do list in general. So a to-do list is hard because they're so common. And I know for myself, I'm a list person. I naturally like lists. But what happens when you just keep a long running to-do list, everything just gets piled on this list and it's really, really overwhelming. And that can sometimes just freeze us in our tracks. If we're not feeling motivated or if we're not in the mood and we see this long to-do list, we get overwhelmed really easily. And you have to be really careful when it comes to to-do lists. And the one thing I want to just mention here is that I'm not saying get rid of lists altogether, but there is a better way of doing it rather than just having one long to-do list. And I personally love having my annual task list. So hear me out here for a second. So if you have a to-do list, if you have all these tasks that you're doing, what you want to do is you want to break them up into your day. So if you organize your day, you're planning ahead, you organize your day in a way that you have things that are happening. You have built-in routines that you no longer even think about. And that's what we're trying to do is we want to create the flexibility in your day where you don't have to think about things being on your to-do list. So if you know that the order of your day flows naturally, like let's say you know that you have to make coffee as soon as you come into the kitchen when you get up in the morning, you don't have that on your to-do list because it's naturally something that you already do. You don't have to write it down. So when we can create routines that over time, once we build them and implement them and start practicing them and doing them over and over and over, over time, it will become something that you do without even thinking about it. And that is the point of building purposeful routines. So when we start to do this and we start to really analyze our life and what we want to be doing and how we want to be spending our time, eventually you shouldn't have to put things on a to-do list. And I know that there's going to be a lot of people against me right now saying, no, I need to write it down because I am one of those people. Like I do not like things stuck in my head because if I am thinking about too much, I get too distracted. And it actually, the way that I'm teaching it is what has helped me to not feel so overwhelmed and to actually get away from the lists that were causing me more overwhelm, just trying to keep things organized. So there are solutions for this, and I want to share some of the things with you too. So instead of doing a long to-do list, I want you to go back and look at two different episodes that I put out earlier. So episode 20 is called Get Rid of the Overwhelming To-Do List and Try This Instead. And then episode 48 is how to create an annual task list to get stuff done without feeling overwhelmed. So if you have a tendency to want to put things down on a to-do list, listen to those two episodes because those will help you kind of break down a little bit more of what I'm talking about. But once you have your day laid out, there are going to be additional things that don't happen in your daily routines. And that's where your annual task list comes in. And it is super handy. So that is the solution there. But really pay attention to what is on your to-do list and how to shorten that up if that is something that is happening for you. That could be something that's just causing you to get so overwhelmed and fall behind on your housework because it's just too much to do and you don't have enough time in the day to do it. And it starts to just kind of make you freeze in your tracks. The second thing that could be causing you to fall behind on your housework is that you aren't prioritizing your time and you're getting distracted while cleaning. So this one is a little bit of, I want to say like, there are a lot of good intentions when you're cleaning. And I know I have had to break myself of this habit as well. So I know how strongly we feel about doing certain things, but I want to kind of give you an example. So if you are cleaning and you are intending to clean the bathroom, and you're cleaning off the vanity and you put your toothpaste and everything in where it goes, you put your hair products in the cabinet, and all of a sudden that cabinet looks a little messy. You're on a roll, you're cleaning, so you just decide to start kind of organizing things really quickly in that cabinet, putting things back where they go, because there's things in the cabinet that don't go there, they go in the drawer. So then you pull out what goes in the cabinet, or what was in the cabinet from the cabinet, pull it out, you open the drawer to put it away, but then that drawer is too full. So then you realize that you need to clean out the drawer to be able to get the item that you pulled out of the cabinet into the drawer. So then you start pulling things out of the drawer to organize the drawer, and you just keep moving through. And pretty soon, this 5-minute task of cleaning your bathroom has turned into opening and emptying the cabinet, emptying the drawers. The toilet still isn't cleaned, and you've been in the bathroom for 30 minutes and it's still not done. And now you're in a bigger mess than when you started. Does that feel familiar? Because that is something that can happen really, really quickly if we're not really intentional with our time. So this is where the daily 7 home routine comes in. And this is like one of my favorite routines. This is a routine that I have heard from so many listeners that have begun to listen to this podcast, that this has become their favorite routine. And there's a good reason for it. It kind of changes your life. So what you want to do is you really want to just take a whole list of all the different things that you do in your home, and you want to narrow it down to your 7 priorities. These are the top 7 things. If you could only pick 7 things to do every day to keep your home tidy and to make it feel good to you, you only do those 7 things. But what is super critical for your daily 7 home routine is to stay on task. If one of your chores in that daily 7 home routine, if it is cleaning the bathroom, then you clean the bathroom, but determine what cleaning the bathroom means. Is that wiping down the mirrors, wiping down the sinks, wiping down the toilet, spraying the shower, shaking out the rugs, sweeping the floor, and replacing the rugs? Like, that is a 5-minute task. If you allow yourself to get distracted and start going into cupboards and cabinets and things like that, you're going to spend more time, and it's going to feel overwhelming every time you clean, because you're going to start feeling like you have all these extra tasks to do, and cleaning your home feels more overwhelming. But if you can simplify it and you say, I have 7 tasks that I need to do, and you do them over and over in the same way, it becomes like your body will just do it automatically when you start. So you always do it in the same order. But of course, we know that there are cabinets and, you know, drawers that do need to be organized. So what do you do with those? That is where that annual task list comes in, and your priority task list. When you go back to listen to those episodes I already mentioned, that's where those come in, because you have one big list already organized of when you need to get to it. So you have your daily 7 home routine that you focus on. That is your go-to. And then when you plan out your week, you can determine what additional tasks you have time for. And this allows you to maintain a tidy home without it being overwhelming. And then when you start to plan your week ahead and you organize your time, you can also add in additional tasks and responsibilities so that you can start to prioritize your time, still get things done, have a tidy home, but you actually feel more free. It is an amazing concept, and it is so true. It's just, that is the reality of being able to get routines in place that are purposeful. So then, I do have a few episodes that will help you with this one, and it's episode 5 is Daily 7 Home Routine, Cleaning Habits to Keep a Tidy Home and Give You Back Your Time. Episode 23, which is copy my home cleaning routine to keep a tidy home and stop spending your weekends catching up. So episode 23 is just copying my own home routine and to see what you want to do with it there. And then episode 34 is how to use a paper planner and a Google Calendar effectively to get organized and get things done. So now we move on to the third reason why you might be falling behind on your housework. And it is, can you guess it? It is you have too much stuff. If we are having a really hard time keeping up on housework, generally it's because we just have too much stuff. Our houses feel cluttered. They don't feel organized. We don't have things in places where they should go. Drawers are too full to shut sometimes. Cabinets are unorganized. And we just have things in the corners, on the bookshelves. We really need to pay attention to how much stuff we have in our homes. And when you can start getting rid of things, whether it is going through them and just getting them in the trash or getting them in your donation box. We've talked about that in past episodes, but you want to really just get rid of things you no longer need. And when you can do that, you can start actually figuring out where things go. Everything you pick up in your home, you should know where it goes. It should have a home, because what happens if it doesn't have a home? It doesn't go anywhere. It just gets pushed around into places it doesn't go, which just feels more cluttered. And then you just always feel like you're picking up or you're trying to rearrange, and there's just always stuff. And that can feel really daunting. And when you can get rid of things and you can simplify your stuff, it's easier to clean. And then when you do pick something up, you know exactly where it goes. So when you tackle a chore and you're cleaning a room, you know exactly where everything goes because it all has a home. So this is not an overnight thing. Like, it's not something that you can just solve today, especially if you have a lot of stuff, but you can kind of tackle this in small chunks. And there is an episode that we have that will help you do this. It is episode 43, and it's using this simple four-step method to declutter and organize any space. And I would recommend that you write a full list of all the areas in your home that you want to go through, and do not tackle them all at once. Take small portions and do one thing at a time. And if you have all day and you're like, no, I'm going to tackle the living room and just get rid of everything that does not need to be there. If you have the time to do that, go for it. Have at it. But if you're feeling overwhelmed, that might feel like a big chore. So if you have the living room, let's say instead you take a piece of paper and you're like, okay, this month I'm tackling the living room. So in the first week, you're going to go through the bookshelf. In the second week, you're going to go through the coffee table. In the third week, you're going to go through, you know, maybe you have another bookshelf, or maybe you have a little toy chest, or maybe you have a reading nook. I don't know what your living room looks like, but whatever it is, break it up into smaller chunks and just tackle that one little section, that one little area, that one little drawer, that one little space. Because if you do that and you use episode 43 and you use that method to go through each space, you will find that over time you start feeling more freedom in each area because it feels less cluttered. And when you start doing that, it's easier to clean that space. So that is huge when it comes to falling behind on your housework. It might not be that you just don't have much time. It's that you just have too much stuff. So those are the three big things that might be making you fall behind on your housework. One is you're keeping too long of a to-do list. Two, you aren't prioritizing your time and you're getting distracted while cleaning. And three, you just have too much stuff. So I hope you go back and I hope you listen to the episodes that I mentioned. We have so many more that apply to these things as well, but I really want you to know, like, they do work together. All of the things that I mentioned, all of the episodes that I mentioned, they're you can focus on each one individually, but they also all work together to create this routined lifestyle that just gives you so much peace and freedom. Because you don't have to stress and worry about things that are happening in your life anymore. It sounds like there's more structure and it might be scary to some people, but when you're actually setting these routines in place, it gives you time back in your day and it gives you less stress or it reduces the stress. And it is just such a good feeling. So I hope you really take time to focus on what is causing you to fall behind on housework. Maybe it isn't one of these three things, but if it's not, start to really analyze and think about what is it that is causing you to fall behind on housework and how can you tweak that and how can you make some changes and some shifts in your life that will allow you to change the game on that and be really organized and to start feeling like you can tackle the housework without feeling overwhelmed and you don't have to collapse on the couch anymore because you've got it handled and you can do everything that is on your plate with ease and still feel like you have time for yourself. So I hope you enjoyed that episode and kind of that roundup of episodes that you can go back and binge if you want to. And also, one quick note. Do you know that this is the 60th episode of the podcast? That seems so crazy to me that we are at 60 episodes. If you have not had a chance to leave a rating and review, I urge you to do that. It is so helpful and I read every one and I love seeing them. And not only do I appreciate the rating and review, but it also helps to get the show out there. It helps other people that are searching for podcasts to see if people are liking the show and what they think about it. And if you are on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, you can actually leave a written review, which is super handy and super fun because that's what I get to read. And also it tells people what they think about the show so that they can decide whether or not it might be a good fit for them and for what they are looking for. So if you have not had a chance to do that yet, I would ask you to please do so. It usually will only take a minute or two of your time and it is very much appreciated. So thank you for being here for 60 episodes and I look forward to seeing you on the next 60. Did you love that episode or learn something useful? If so, would you do me a huge favor? My goal is to grow this podcast and help as many women as I can break free from the overwhelm so they can truly enjoy their life. The best way for me to do this is for you to leave a 5-star written review on your podcast app and to share this episode with a friend or in your Instagram stories. I appreciate you being here. I hope you have a wonderful day and I will see you on the next episode. Take care.